Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
All right, here we are in overtime. The executive vice president of the Center for International Policy, Matt Dutz, and the columnist for Tablet Magazine, Jamie Kirchick. Here are the things people want to know. What explains Israel's intelligence failure? Yes, we never got to that. Why? I mean, wow. I mean, Netanyahu was always the security guy. I mean, people, oh, he's an asshole, but he's our asshole, and he's going to keep us safe. And Israel was always
his main argument.
Yes, and always great at this kind of stuff. And they have to be. They live in the roughest neighborhood in the world. How did this happen? Great question.
Well, I think there was the operational level where they took out some sensors, right? And somehow the Israelis didn't see that. But I think there was a larger strategic picture where they really did not think that Hamas would attempt something like this.
Well,
they thought Hamas was something that Hamas, they could sort of deal with them in some way, but that they were letting in guest workers,
right.
Hamas would not be so irrational or suicidal, whatever word you want to use, to actually perpetrate something.
Yeah,
like
I mean, I would make two points here. One is just to understand the scope of the intelligence failure here. We're talking about, it's some 1,500 Hamas fighters who were killed inside Israel. You had probably another 500 more who took the hostages back into Gaza. So we're talking at least 2,000 people.
Right.
That's a lot of people talking.
To keep a secret.
That's a lot. Yes, exactly right.
Right.
The idea that Israeli intelligence could not figure this out or know that something was going on. But also the second point, you know, I made reference to this, the settlements to Ben-Gvir, and Israeli security officials and others have suggested that one of the problems is that you had a lot of Israeli security redeployed to the West Bank to protect settler groups for the purposes of promoting settlements, attacking Palestinians, and that left the fence line relatively undefended, which also suggests that Hamas themselves may have been shocked at how easy it was to cross through.
Also, I may say, too many Jewish holidays.
I'm gonna let that one slide.
Jewish holidays, I disagree.
A lot of the soldiers were like on leave, and you know.
Well, it was 50 years after the day of the Yom Kippur War.
You'd think they would see that coming.
Yeah, it's like Lou Gehrig and Lou Gehrig's disease, right?
What are the odds? Okay, will Ohio Representative Jim Jordan? This is hysterical, what's going on. And if it wasn't our Congress, I'd laugh harder. But win enough votes to become Speaker. How does having a Speaker of the House impact military aid?
I'm actually more concerned. Can someone get this guy a gift certificate to Brooks Brothers?
Yeah, right.
No, seriously.
I mean, politicians have always done the shirt sleeve rolled up, but not always.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just when you're trying to make a point,
right.
And like, I'm a man of the people, but sometimes you have a jacket on.
Yeah.
Okay, but now, again, if I may have this recap wrong, but he was the choice at the beginning of the week.
Endorsed by Trump.
Couldn't get the... Yeah. Because Trump endorsed him. Last week, I heard it was going to be Trump himself. Because this is crazy in America. You don't have to be a member of Congress to be the Speaker of the House.
Right.
Shouldn't you? Is that not a law we should have?
And then Trump realized that you have to do stuff.
Right.
It does involve actual work.
A lot of work, yes. But, okay, so then they went to Steve Scalise. Steve Scalise, the guy, he was, you know, hard right-winger from Louisiana.
David Duke without the baggage, as he described.
And that's in his own words.
In his own words,
he said that. David Duke without the baggage. I guess that...
Oh, that little
the
race.
Word baggage is doing a lot in that phrase there.
Baggage is that's when you can't even get it close.
Yeah. But,
you know, you're just trying to get the suit in. Yes. But and now they're back as of by the time this goes on the air, it'll probably be stale, but now they're back to Jim Jordan. Yeah. Who the former gym teacher. I call
like, him like Dennis Hastert, the former wrestling coach.
Well, he was an assistant wrestling coach, right?
Yeah, he was. Jim Jordan.
I call him Jim Jordan.
Yes. And you know, obviously some very troubling allegations in his past.
What?
Obviously some very troubling allegations in his past about.
You know what they say?
Yes.
Those who can't teach teach Jim. And those who can't teach Jim become Speaker of the House.
It's so true. Right.
But that's
true. The other gym teacher who was a Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, he was a child molester, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
convicted. Okay. This guy is not a child molester, but he did let it go on.
That is the allegation, yes.
That's the allegation.
Yes.
Okay. We're just allegedly that he knew about it but didn't do anything to stop it.
Right.
Kind of like, you know, he was Joe Paterno to Jerry Sandusky.
Yep. That's
remember
exactly
Jerry's?
It.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
okay.
Exactly it. Sorry. Did that depress you? Now that Bob Menendez, another beaut.
Oh, boy.
The guy with the gold bars in his jacket.
This, he was just this FARUP charge, this foreign agent registry charge.
Yeah, will he be,
I mean, which is an addition to the bribery, which is pretty amazing, because, I mean, working in Washington, and James probably knows, is, like, to run afoul of FARA, the Foreign Agents Registration Act, you have to want to get caught. These are so loosely enforced, and I just, as with the bribery charge, when you read what he actually did, it's like Menendez was like, challenge accepted. I am going to be so blatant and sloppy.
Okay. Will the U.S. right to freeze access to the $6 billion in funds it transferred to Iran as part of the prisoner deal we negotiated, or was the U.S. right to freeze that?
Yes.
We negotiated last month. Okay, so if people don't know, we wanted to get how many people back? Five?
Five. We got them back.
And we got them back, and we paid $6 billion.
We didn't pay it. It was money that was owed to Ukraine.
Iran's okay.
Money. No, it was Iran's money from oil that had been
sold to South Korea.
Okay, but we made the deal.
We did.
We got the people back.
Yeah.
And now we're not giving them the money.
Because
I'm not taking Iran's side in this, but you know, we did have a deal.
I mean, we have a history of breaking deals with Iran, unfortunately, but
with everybody.
I mean, the charge was made that, you know, I think Tim Scott and others made this completely demagogic, you know, false claim that, you know, this money helped to fund the attacks we saw last weekend, which is absurd for a number of reasons, not least of which is this: none of this money had been dispersed yet. They haven't seen a cent.
But there's a larger point that we should have maintained the pressure campaign on Iran that the Trump administration started, and that was rolled and dialed back by the Biden administration, and it has allowed.
That's really not true. They've kept in almost every element.
They've not maintained
of the Trump. No, they absolutely.
What we should have done is kept the deal Obama made.
Right.
No.
That's exactly what we should have done.
No way.
No.
No way.
I mean, that's absolutely
regime,
what we should have done.
This Iranian regime. How can you make a deal with this Iranian regime?
If you have a deal that keeps them away from a nuclear weapon, make that fucking deal.
And they did. And they Obama made that deal.
That's
I mean, it was like this is.
With a sunset clause of 12 years. Okay, so we were just postponed by 12 years the date that they got a nuclear weapon.
Okay, well, no deal is perfect. Isn't that what we're saying about the Palestinians
with
the West Bank? They could have had their own country many times. Not many times, but a few times. Certainly
and
in
again,
2000.
There are deals they that Israel could have taken and didn't.
Right. They could have had 97% of the West Bank. But it was not perfect, as no deal is, because Israel was not about to give it to them, just say, oh, you know what, do your thing. They were like, yes, we have to keep an eye on you for very good reason. But over time, if they had taken that deal, where would the world be today in 2023? If there had been if Arafat had taken that deal and in 2000 there was a day, yes, then you show Israel we're not out
somehow
to
get. We got back to Israel-Palestine from Iran. But I'll just get back to the Iran deal for a minute. I think important to understand about this $6 billion is that it was going to be, it's handled and held by Qatar. And was going to be spent by Qatar on specific humanitarian items. So there's it's not like we're giving Iran under strict monitoring.
But money is fungible.
Yes.
Money is fungible. And money that can go to paying for humanitarian goods can be also used on
nefarious
purposes.
No, but it's not as if, and listen, as they say, the military eats first, right? So Iran has not been, even though they're under some of the heaviest sanction in the world, they still have not been, you know, they still have money to spend on their military and all their, you know, their nefarious activities. This is just giving money to actually help their people. Again, not defending this regime. No one should. But I think let's understand the nature of this $6 billion and what it's going to be.
I got one last question. I've been hearing a lot this week that Nikki Haley is really kicking ass, that she's rising up in the Republican Party. There she is. And I see George Will's column says Tim Scott should bow out of the race, throw his support to Nikki Haley, encourage everybody else in the race to do the same thing, that this is the viable alternative to Donald Trump. And if we just had a race, if we just had a Republican race with just two people and Nikki Haley was the alternative, it's possible that she would take it from Trump.
There's a chance. There's a chance. I thought she did great in the first debate, not as good in the second debate. But look, he has over 50%, Trump does.
If it was just two people,
she would have a fighting chance. And yes, I would absolutely that all the other Republicans running now need to do their patriotic duty and do what they didn't do the last time, and they need to rally behind one anti-Trump alternative.
I don't know. We'll see. You know, if you remember, you know, Trump has not really taken her on yet. He's waiting. If you remember from, you know, Lord of the Rings, you know, the Eye of Sauron. Once the Eye of Trump turns to Nikki Haley with all its withering power.
Like that. All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.